Tony Correa.
Saying good day, and may the good news be yours.
It's the Community Sounding Board on News Talk 900 KJSK.
10:30 and 21 degrees here at News Talk 900 KJSK. Final show for the Community Sounding Board, and so glad that you could join us one last time as we talk about some of the things that made the show special, and going to let you know what's in store and say one more heartfelt goodbye to everyone here at Three Eagles and to our listeners out there listening to our show for one final time. Right now, though, it's time for another KJSK news break. The director of the Nebraska Department of Veterans Affairs is defending a decision to move a state veterans home from Grand Island to Kearney. Director John Hilgert said Thursday state officials went with a competitive bidding process for the Central Nebraska Veterans Home because they believed it was the best way to proceed. Even the lawmaker who introduced a bill seeking to lower Nebraska's income tax rates is acknowledging the proposal needs to be changed. Omaha Senator Burke Haar introduced the bill heard Thursday by the Revenue Committee. The bill would lower personal income and corporate tax rates gradually by 2017 and reduce the number of tax brackets from 4 to 3. Meanwhile, it's a slow go in the Nebraska legislature, according to Columbus Senator Paul Shoemaker.
It's an odd session because what's happening is almost every one of these bills, and I thought we'd be over it by now, but we're not. It turns into a very lengthy discussion.
Shoemaker says the session is grinding because each bill is taking up several hours of debate. Autopsy results show pneumonia killed a Wayne State football player last weekend. A Wayne County deputy attorney says bacterial pneumonia filled 18-year-old Eddie Key III's lungs with fluid, and he likely died in his sleep. Funeral services for Key will be tomorrow morning in Lincoln. That's your local and state news update on News Talk 900 KJSK. And once again, reminiscing here on our final episode of the Community Sounding Board, and wanted to reflect on a few of the more passionate topics that I talked about, mostly a lot of personal stuff that I had and personal reflections I had to go along with some experts in the different fields, some of my more soapbox moments, I guess, and some of the people, some of the reaction that I had with this, a lot of people were not happy about it. And while I respect each person's opinion, I hope you respect mine, but as I respect each other's opinion, it's information I felt needed to get out, and I felt I needed to go ahead and give my thoughts and give my opinion on. And I'm really glad I had the opportunity to do so. It's not often you get that opportunity to be able to express yourself and get some ideas on there. But not only that, though, I think that this is something that I was able to really grow on and really get an understanding is not only did I talk, but I also listened. And I was hoping that is what not only myself, but people that may not necessarily agree with everything that's going on also do. Because I think the best way to be able to come to a compromise, to come to getting along, is for you to be able to understand why a person is reacting the way they are. It's not just because they're ignorant. It's not just because they're foolish. It's not just because they don't like you. It's because of the fact that they have very strong feelings about your opposing argument. And that being the case, you have to listen to what those people are saying. You have to understand what they're saying to be able to make your argument more plausible. And I've actually listened to people talk about certain things on this show, and I've thought to myself, that's, you know, a compelling argument. That's an understandable argument. And I can go ahead and I can understand why you feel this way. I'm not going to necessarily agree with you, but I do understand that that is a very compelling argument And I appreciate hearing that kind of stuff. And I think that people need to understand that a little bit more, especially in Washington. It's not just a matter of being along party lines. It shouldn't be that way anyway. It has to be about understanding why a person is reacting the way they are and acts and feeling the way they are about a particular topic. There's reasons for it. And for somebody to basically say that you're ignorant or foolish or anything like that just because you have that thought process, that's not a good idea. That to me is going to fall on deaf ears, because people are going to get insulted and you're not going to be able to come to any sort of compromise, any sort of understanding. And that's what needs to happen when it comes to especially these topics that I'm talking about, you know, that are coming on here. Probably the biggest one that a lot of people, I guess, have not been happy with is my thought process on the Affordable Care Act. And I've talked with several senators. Senator Fisher was in our studios, and I spoke with her directly about it. A lot of the candidates that are out there for both the governor's position as well as the senatorial position that's going to be given up by Senator Mike Johanns. I talked with them about the Affordable Care Act, and I have my strong opinions on it. Some of the arguments that have been brought up to me on the air, I think are plausible. And I've said that too. And I think that more people saying, you know what, this isn't that bad a deal, we just need to do this or this or this, instead of saying, get rid of it now, do it our way, people are going to be more wanting to understand that and come to a compromise and come to an agreement and work together with something. I mean, if these people would argue the way that they're arguing with me in studio and make their arguments that compelling in that regard, I can get behind some of their changes that they want to make with the Affordable Care Act. But when you have people who are like Senator Johanns, for example, and I really didn't want to get on a topic on my last show, but I've been seeing this all week and it's been really getting on my nerves. But Senator Johanns, this whole week, because the administration has given a delay to businesses when it comes to the Affordable Care Act, now all of a sudden it's broken again. See, we're telling you, it's broken. No. See, here's the thing. If they implement it, then you say, oh, they shouldn't have done this to small businesses. They shouldn't have done this to these businesses. If they don't implement it, now you're saying, well, now it just shows that it's broken and you know it's broken. You can't have it both ways. You can't have it that way. We're trying to help you. We're trying to come to a compromise. Yet, every single turn, you try and push it down. And all because of partisan politics. And that's the thing that I cannot stand. You got your way, be happy with it, don't bring it down anymore, make things worse. Work with it, say thank you for doing that, let's try and come up with a better solution. Don't say it's broken, because it's not broken. There are things that need to be done to adjust it. You can make adjustments, but it's not broken and it's not going away. Stop being stubborn about this whole thing. That thing, that just absolutely annoys me. Same thing with tax reform. While I understand that people feel that they're paying too many taxes, I understand that. I feel I'm paying too many taxes. But the thing about it is, though, is taxes pay for a lot of things in this state and across this country. They pay for roads. They pay for education. They pay for medical. They pay for these things. You can't just go through life without offering up the money for this kind of stuff. I personally believe that those who have the money should pay more to help, to balance it out. Those who have the money don't feel that way. which is why we have problems with taxes all the time. I personally don't think there's a huge problem with certain taxes. I think sales tax in cities is great. Sales tax is great. You want to know why? Because you don't see it. A 2% sales tax in a town like Columbus or something like that, David City, you go to the grocery store, you're not going to notice it. It's not a huge dip into your bill, but it generates so much money for the city to be able to accomplish the projects that they need. People keep complaining that they're paying too much in property taxes. I rent, so I don't pay property taxes, so I can't say that they're wrong. But I will say this. Because of where those property taxes go, where are you going to get the funding? You already have arguments that you don't want to have gambling in the state when that revenue could help bring down property taxes. Can't have it both ways. And that's just my point. And those are the types of points that I want to try and bring out here on the Community Sounding Board. And that's what I always wanted to do with this, is if I did have to go ahead and give my opinion on a particular topic, that was what I was looking for. And I wanted to make sure that people understood there are two sides to every story. And that you have to understand that if you do something or have a gripe about something, then you need to come up with a viable answer to be able to get rid of those things when it comes to taxes. If you want to get rid of the Affordable Care Act, you have to come up with a viable solution. Same thing with immigration. Cities like Fremont really get on my nerves because I understand that they want to do something about this because they feel that it's not being done at a federal level. But how bad is it? How bad is the situation when it comes to illegal immigration in the city of Fremont itself? And at what level? Is it crime that's the issue? Is it people taking jobs, having jobs taken away from them? Is that the issue? I find that hard to believe. I find that very hard to believe. I don't see Fremont as any worse in a crime rate as any other place around here. And the thing about it is, though, it doesn't matter whether it's an illegal immigrant or not. A criminal is a criminal, whether they're here in this country legally or illegally. People should know that. So using that argument is ridiculous. And as far as taking jobs away from hardworking Americans, that's ridiculous too. Because if they were that hardworking, they would have gone and went in for that job in the first place. The people that are coming into this country illegally and taking these jobs are ones who are taking jobs away from people that are not wanted. We've talked about it so many times before in regards to the situation when it comes to welfare and how it's more profitable for people to sit on their butt than actually go and get a job. You can make $12 an hour sitting on your butt, but only $9 an hour at a fast food restaurant in most places, if not less. You don't give people incentives to get off their butt and work, but those jobs need to be filled. Who's going to fill them? Seriously, people are talking about how you can go ahead, get rid of all of the illegal immigrants. Just get rid of them all. Okay. A lot of these people are in here just working very hard at doing a job that they're getting paid for. Probably little to nothing. But they're getting paid for it. Now, what's going to happen when all those jobs are gone? You think, Americans are going to get them. No. Because A, they're not going to be trained, and B, they're not going to want them, especially for that low of money. You're going to hurt the entire economic infrastructure in that regard. You have to look at it from the broad perspective. You can't just look at it from one side. You have to look at it from all sides and realize that when you come up with one solution, you got to understand what the consequences of the other solution is. And that was what I wanted to do here on the Community Sounding Board, especially on my little soapbox moments. Give you things to think about. as to what you want to have happen in this country. And I hope I was able to do a lot of that. We're going to come back. When we come back, I'm going to let you go, let you know where I'm going to be heading to next, and say one more goodbye to everybody out here. This is the Community Sounding Board on News Talk 900 KGSK.